لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
This speech is for the thawab and isal al-thawab for the ruh of that marhuma who passed away, the mother of brother Mohsin Shujai. I would like to very shortly talk about the belief of tamassul and tajassumul amal, which is a sound and concrete and a muttafaq and acceptable belief in our ilmul kalam. We believe that at the time of the death of a person, when the time of death comes closer, all the amal that a person has performed, the good deeds and the bad deeds, are shown to that person fi suratin mithaliya, in the face which is appropriate to the nature of those amal. The amal that provides nuraniyat to the qalb of a person are shown in the form of the nurani surat, and those amal that provide zulmat and darkness for the qalb are shown in the form of zulmani surat, which is, and the face which is zulmani. And this ayat of Holy Quran, which I recited in the beginning, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, those who had faith and used to have taqwa, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, for them is the good news in the life of dunya, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and in akhirat. We have the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam doing the tafsir of this ayat of Holy Quran. When the Prophet was asked about the meaning of this ayat, Prophet said that amma qawluhu lahumul bushra fil hayatid dunya fa hiya ar-ru'ya al-hasana yaraha al-mu'min fa yubashshar biha fi dunyahu. As far as the good news of the bushra in the life of dunya is concerned, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means from this ayat is that, the mu'min sees a good dream, and in the life of his dunya, he sees the good dream, and through that, through the good dream, the mu'min is given the good news. And وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهُ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلُ وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. As far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that segment, that statement, that also in the akhirat, that means there is a good news in the akhirat also. فَإِنَّهَا بَشَارَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ يُبَشَّرُ بِهَا عِنْدَ مَوْتِهِ. And that Allah means the basharat and the glad tidings and the good news that Allah provides to the mu'min at the time of his death. And Allah, it is said to the mu'min, in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this arrangement that this will be said to the mu'min, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ لَكَ وَلِمَنْ يَحْمِلُكَ إِلَىٰ قَبْرِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you and forgiven the person who has taken you on, carried you. So Islam has a lot of sawab for the tashi' al-janazah, for carrying the dead person's tabut and coffin and janazah and the corpse. Actually, all those people who carry the janazah are forgiven. If you carry the janazah from your left shoulder, the sins that you did from the left side, left hand, are forgiven. If you carry the janazah from your right shoulder, right hand, all the sins that you did from the right hand are forgiven. So basically, when we carry the janazah of a forgiven person who is marhum, who is subjected to the rahmat of Allah, we are also subjected to the rahmat of Allah. And if we pray to the, in some of the riwayat, we find this thing is proven in the light of some of the riwayat. If you pray on the janazah of a person and Allah forgives that person, Allah forgives all those people also who have been praying on him. So it's a lot of ta'keed in Islam that we go for that. But that's not the subject of my discussion. The subject of my discussion is tamassulul a'mal and tajassumul a'mal. So every mu'min has given basharat at the time of death. When we, you know, what kind of good news we receive at the time of death? We have abundant ahadith that talk about those good news. First of all, the Prophet was told about a person is going to pass away. Prophet went at the time of his sakaratul maut, you know, when the soul is taken out, the final moments. And Prophet said to him to say, La ilaha illallah, you know, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ illallah, but فَلَمْ يَقْدِرْ عَلَيْهِ, the guy could not say it. فَأَعَادَ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, Prophet asked him, Prophet repeated on him, you know, repeated the statement, that means, say La ilaha illallah. فَلَمْ يَقْدِرْ عَلَيْهِ, the guy still could not repeat after the Holy Prophet. وَإِنَّ رَأْسِ الرَّجُلِ إِمْرَأَةٌ, there was a lady standing close to the head of that man who was unable to repeat La ilaha illallah after the statement of Prophet. Prophet asked that lady, فَقَالَ لَهَا هَلْ لِهَذَا الرَّجُلِ, you know, in other words, you know, is there a mother for, asked about her, you know. So she replied, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I am the mother of this man. So Prophet said, Araviyatun anti alayhi amla, are you Araviyatun anti anhu amra amla, are you pleased with this person, that means your son, or not? She said, no, I'm not pleased with him. Prophet said, فإني أحب أن ترضى عنه. I would like you to be pleased with him. She said, Ya Rasulullah, قد رضيت عنه لرضاك. Because of your pleasure, now I am pleased with him. As soon as she said that statement, Prophet again repeated to him that قل لا إله إلا الله, say لا إله إلا الله. And he, فَقَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, as soon as the Prophet said, this time he was able to repeat after the Prophet. So then Prophet started to read this dua. And this dua is also mustahab that we read at the time of death. Prophet said, قُلْ يَا مَنْ يَقْبَلُ الْيَسِيرُ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ الْكَثِيرُ. It's a very nice, short and nice dua, if you all can remember it. Please remember this dua so that you are able, this is mustahab at the time of the death of a person, if we happen to be close to a mu'min who is passing away, ask him to read this dua. That's the sunnah of Rasulullah. Ya man yaqbalul yaseer wa ya'fu anil kathir. اقبل مني اليسير واعفو عني الكثير. O you who accept the little, accept the less, and forgive from a lot. Accept from me the less, and forgive from me a lot. إنك أنت العفو الغفور. Certainly you are the only one who forgives. You have the afu and darguzash, and you are the ghafoor, the person who forgives, the one who forgives a lot. فَقَالَهَا, and the guy repeated after the Holy Prophet. And then Prophet asked him, what do you see? That's coming back to the subject of our discussion. That was our point. فَقَالَ لَهُ مَاذَا تَرَى, what do you see? And he said, أَرَى أَسْوَدَيْنِ قَدْ دَخَلَ عَلَيَّ, I saw two people with the black faces. They came towards me. قَالَ أَعِدْهَا, Prophet said, repeat what I said. Then repeat the whole statement. Repeat the dua. And the guy repeated the whole dua again upon the command of Rasulullah. It is mustahab in Islam that you ask the person to keep on repeating the takalima, keep on repeating the name of Rasulullah and the name of the 12 Imams, one after the other, keep on repeating that. And of course, Surat Yasin, and you know, and if we have still the problem continuing, we ask him to, we bring the Musalla, Jaan Namaz, where he used to pray, and ask him to lie down or sit on that Musalla, on that Jaan Namaz, and the soul will be taken out easily. So we keep on repeating, asking to repeat all the, those du'as and the kalima and the names and all that. So Prophet asked him to repeat, and he repeated, and then he Prophet asked him, what do you see now? He said, مَذَا تَرَى, he said, فَقَالَ تَبَاعَدُوا أَنِّي وَدَخَلَ أَبْيَضَانِ, those two people with the black face have gone away, far away from me, and now there are two different people with the white face coming, you know, to me. وَدَنَ الْأَبْيَضَانِ وَمِنَ الْآنِ يَأْخُذَانِ بِنَفْسِي, and now they are about to take my soul. He said that statement and passed away. So this is just one hadith from Man La Yahwaruhu Al-Faqih, one of our four mother books of hadith written. This one is written, you know, by Sheikh Tusi Rahmatullah Alayh. So in this Man La Yahwaruhu Al-Faqih Bab of Ghusl Al-Mayyit, the Sheikh Tusi has narrated this hadith. We realize that not just the angel of death, he comes to the person according to the nature of our amal, but also all of our amal are shown to us in the form of nur or in the form of zulmat. In another hadith, it says that مُسْلَ لَهُ مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَحْضُرُهُ الْمَوْتِ. That's also from مَنْ لَا يَحْضُرُهُ الْفَقِيرُ. It says that there isn't a moment that the death arrives to him except مُسْلَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَالْحُجَجْ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. For every moment at the time of death, the Prophet and the Imams come to him, حَتَّى يَرَاهُمْ, unless and the guy sees them. فَإِنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا يَرَاهُمْ حَيْثُ يُحِبْ, when if he is a mu'min, he sees them in the form he loves to see them. وَإِنْ كَانَ غَيْرَ مُؤْمِنٍ, if he is not a mu'min, يَرَاهُمْ حَيْثُ يَكْرَهُ, يَرَاهُمْ بِحَيْثُ يَكْرَهُ, he sees them in the form that he doesn't like. So of course their face expression, the way they would interact with the guy, it would be different if he is a غَيْر مُؤْمِن. Now the hadith does not say, you know, it just says غَيْر مُؤْمِن. So it includes the kafir and includes the munafiq. The treatment towards both of those categories is, of course, similar. Likewise, it has been told that dunya is also presented in the front of a mu'min. I'm not mentioning the whole hadith because we have just 5 minutes remaining. But I'll mention one iqtibas of that hadith, which I wrote the whole of it. تُنْصَبُ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا كَأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانَتْ لَهُ, at the time of death, the dunya is presented in the best form to that mu'min, the best how it used to be for that mu'min. ثُمَّ يُخَيِّرُ فَيَخْتَارُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, when dunya is presented in the best form how it used to be for that mu'min, now the choice is given to him. What do you want to choose? You want to choose, stay in this dunya, or you want to see, you want to go towards the paradise? Because at the time of death, the place in the paradise is also shown towards every moment. He sees his place in the paradise before dying away from this dunya. So the hadith says, يَقُولُ مَا أَصْنَعُ بِالدُّنْيَا وَبَلَائِهَا. What am I going to do with this dunya and all the trouble that it carries? So mu'min chooses, of course, the death, because he sees his own place in the paradise because the curtains are removed. Then the Imam Sadiq al-Islam had said, فَلَقِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ كَلِمَاتِ الْفَرَجِ. So do the talqeen of the kalimat al-faraj to your dead people. All those statements and du'as and tilawat and kalima and the names that we already discussed, keep on, do the talqeen and teach them, ask them to repeat at the time of death. You know, these kalimat will, our scholars have interpreted in two ways. Either these kalimat will help the person to get rid of this dunya, that's the best solution for him. The people whom he is leaving behind, they may think, well, our relative should stay in this dunya. But he himself doesn't like to stay in this dunya because he's seeing his place in the paradise. And he's also seeing the dunya in the best form how it used to be. And he's wishfully choosing his place in the paradise. So the people in this dunya have a different zaviyatul nazar, different perspective, because they don't have the curtains removed from their eyes. But this guy seeing his place. So when the kalimat of faraj, those duas and ayat and names and kalima, all that is recited, either because it helps them to, helps him to get rid of this dunya sooner, or it helps him to increase his levels in the paradise. And also we find that this is about the level. Now we find also that all the a'mal that we have performed are also mutajassim. In another hadith, it has been narrated, إِنَّ الْمَيِّتْ يُمَثَّلْ لَهُ مَالُهُ. His money is mutamassil in the form of a surat and face, comes in front of him. وَوُلْدُهُ, and his children. وَعَمَلُهُ, and his actions. قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ, before his death. And now is the time of hasrat also, because some of the ahadith inform us that in min ashaddin nasi hasratan yawm al-qiyamah man ra'a malahu fi mizan ghayrihi. One of the persons who has the highest level of hasrat on the Day of Judgment is the one who sees his own money in the mizan and scale of some other person. That person is about to go into the Jannat because of the money he got from him. And this person who had the money, he gave the money to him, he went to Jannat, and this guy is going to the hell because of his own money. So this kind of person is the highest level of hasrat. But then Imam Ali al-Islam, Imam Sadiq al-Islam says, wa a'azam, he says that a'azamu min hadha, greatest hasrat for the person is that a person, you know, the greatest hasrat is that he earns the money with all those problems in his life and dangers that he faces during the process of, you know, and then he even gives the money in nice sadaqat and charities. ثُمَّ أَفْنَ مَالَهُ بِصَدَقَاتٍ وَمَبَرَّاتٍ. Nice places, you give it to the masjid, you give to the Husainiya, you give to different mosques, you gave to different centers, you gave to give different good causes. وَهُوَ مَعَ ذَلِكَ لَا يَرَى لِعَلِي بْنَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ حَقَّهُ وَلَا يَعْرِفُ لَهُ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ مَحَلَّهُ. Despite the fact, greatest hasrat belongs to this category of a person who gave his money after earning it with all of those turmoils and troubles. He gave the money for good deeds, but he doesn't see the haqq of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and doesn't have the ma'rifat of Imam Ali's level, his walayat in other words. إِلَىٰ أَنْ قَالْ فَذَلَكَ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ كُلِّ حَسْرَةٍ تَعْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَصَدَقَاتُهُ مُمَثَّلَةٌ لَهُ فِي أَمْثَالِ الْأَفَاعِي تَنْهَشُهُ. This guy, when he would come, all the good deeds that he done will be personified in the forms of snakes for him. And وصلواته وعباداته ممثلة له في مثال الزبانية. And all the prayers that he did in his life and all the worships that he performed in his life are personified in the form of those ممثلة له في مثال الزبانية, in the form of the angels of the hellfire. Zabaniya are the angels who belong to Jahannam. So all his prayers are now in the form of Zabaniya. تدفعه حتى تدعه إلى جهنم. They are going to throw him till he gets dropped in the hell. This is what we learn from the light about the of the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So you know, basically, it is very important, brothers and sisters. Before I end, I would like to mention four of the alamat of nifaq that we should all try to be very careful about that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, we need to, if one of these or all of these or some of these are found in a person, he should be very particular to remove it ASAP. Arba'un man kunna fihi fahuwa munafiq. Four of the things if found in a person, he is a munafiq. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ وَاحِدَةٌ مِّنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ لَهُ خِصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. These four things, if they are found in a person, he is a munafiq, Prophet said. And if one of these four attributes is found in a person, he has some of the sifat of a munafiq. He has a khislat, he is a sifat of the munafiq in him. حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا, unless he quits that attribute. Now, what are those four? He said, مَنْ إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبَ. Whenever he speaks, he lies. So kizb is not the sifat of iman. Anybody who has any kind of kizb in his personality, whether, you know, some of the hadith inform us, whether even we lie to a person jokingly, it's also considered to be لَا يَجِدُ عَبْدٌ تَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. No one can taste the taste of iman unless حَتَّى يَتْرُكَ الْكِذْبَ جِدَّهُ وَهَزْلَهُ, unless he quits lying seriously and jokingly, in both forms. So that's the first sifat of nifaq, lying. Anybody who's a liar is a munafiq, even though he may be born to a Isna Ashari family, it really doesn't make any difference. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ, and somebody, when he promises, he breaks the promise. This is the sifat of nifaq. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرَ, when he makes a covenant, he breaches his covenant. وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ, and that's where I would end my speech, that whenever he ends up into a fight, ends up into a quarrel with somebody, is a خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ, he would burst open. Burst open, you know, sometimes in the fight, in a dispute, in a quarrel, we end up saying things which are not Islamic. This is the sifat of a nifaq, and the sifat of a mu'min is that even in the time of ghadab, he doesn't say anything which is haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us and all the mu'mineen and mu'minat to practice the ma'arif of Quran in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما يحول بيننا وبين معصيتك, ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به رضوانك, ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا به مصيبات الدنيا. اللهم امتعنا باسماعنا وابصارنا وقوتنا ما احييتنا, واجعله الوارث منا, واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا, وانصرنا على من عادانا, ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا, ولا تجعل الدنيا اكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا, ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. بحق محمد وآله الطاهرين, وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الميامين. Please recite one Surah Al-Fatiha for the mother of Brother Mohsin Shujaat.